It's 27 past six. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Well, WikiLeaks, the big story in the newspapers this morning, the broadsheets at least, and the Melbourne Age. Explosive Wiki Rudd cable. Clinton warned over paranoid China. In the Sydney Morning Herald, Rudd, the butt of WikiLeaks expose. Chairman Rudd, they call him cheekily in one of the headlines. And we now know he warned, as Fran has been saying, Hillary Clinton to be prepared to use force against China if everything goes wrong. Rudd said to Clinton he's a brutal realist on China, and the Fairfax China reporter, John Garner, says that revelation is unlikely to damage relations with China because, well, the Chinese are brutal realists too when it comes to foreign policy, and the Chinese would have long suspected this was Australia's position, at least since last year's Defence White Paper. The Australian newspaper on this story, Rudd's plan to contain Beijing. Kevin Rudd told the US that his vision for an Asia-Pacific community is primarily an attempt to contain Chinese influence. And they do make the point at the Australian that this is but the first major mention of Australia in the WikiLeaks. There may be
1,000 more to come, I think.
Can you imagine? It'll at least cover the front pages. You have to laugh. And Kevin Rudd is mentioned in the cartoon on the front page in the Australian. His wife, Therese, asking him, why is WikiLeaks picking on you, Kevin? He answers, because I already leaked all the good stuff about Julia. Anyway, let's take a look at some other news. Serious domestic news. The Daily Telegraph, New South Wales flooding. Water torture, they call it. 2,000 homes evacuated, soldiers sent in as towns brace for the next wave. And it's still raining in southern inland New South Wales. Wagga Wagga bracing for floodwaters to peak today. At least 10 shires have been declared natural disaster zones. And the paper says the only place in Australia that desperately needs rain is the Adelaide Oval. Why? Well, the Hobart Mercury. 5 for 1,068. Ashes to ashes. The numbers say it all. It's cricket carnage, that 1,068, the combined two innings. But it's still quite a stunning amount of runs. And the pictures of the Australian cricketer's front page, the forlorn expressions, really tells the story. I tell you, the photo from the Melbourne Herald Sun tells a terrible story. The headline, Coward, referring to an unknown culprit who bashed a 91-year-old grandfather. His black eyes are on the front page there. The new Liberal Premier in Victoria, Ted Baillieu, wants to recall Parliament before Christmas in a bid to pass new laws that would impose minimum 4-year jail terms on anyone found guilty of such gross acts of violence. The Canberra Times now, Crime and Punishment, the ACT jail is running close to capacity. The Brisbane Courier Mail, not so secure. A spate of major security breaches has occurred in high security prisons across Queensland, 7 months after an independent review called for an urgent overhaul. That's the papers, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. News coming up, then we'll be joined by the Mayor of Wagga Wagga. So far, 1,200 people evacuated in Wagga as the Murrumbidgee continues to rise. It's news time now, 6:30.